Hello, my name's Dr. Sandra Cabot, and I'm talking today with my colleague, Dr. Evgenia Nisman. Hi, Evgenia.
Hi, Dr. Sandra. How are you today?
Very good, and it's lovely to have you here because you know so much about this mysterious hormone, leptin, and that's spelt, by the way, L-E-P-T-I-N, leptin. Tin, L-E-P-T-I-N, was discovered in the 1990s, and it's probably the most important of all the hormones when it comes to people being overweight and not being able to lose weight. So if you have been overweight for a long time, and especially if you're very overweight, you will have excessively high levels of leptin in your blood, which we can measure, and also the leptin that you have in your body is not working properly. And so you find it very, very difficult to regulate your appetite. So leptin is meant to take away your appetite. It's made by the fat tissue in your body, and when you have a lot of fat tissue, you make more leptin, and that goes to your brain and turns off your appetite. But what happens to people who've been overweight for a long, long time is their brain is not listening to the leptin. The leptin doesn't work anymore. So we're going to look at what can cause a leptin resistance and high levels of leptin, and we're also going to look at what you can do to get it down. So, Evgenia, would you advise anyone who has been overweight for a long time to have their blood level of leptin measured?
Definitely. It's very, very important because people who reach weight more than 90 kilos, the leptin is extremely high. But this leptin doesn't work proper, doesn't help people to lose weight. This leptin doesn't cross the brain barrier and people can't feel the hunger or when they are full, what they are eating, and they are
never satisfied,
yeah. And they're getting overweight extremely easy.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is very common. So what causes it? Well, obviously, if you are overweight, you will have high leptin and leptin resistance. In other words, your leptin doesn't work. But some of the other factors that can cause the leptin resistance, Evgenia, is...
It's inflammation.
Yes.
Particular inflammation in hypothalamus.
Yes.
It's free fatty acids can cause an increase in leptin. Triglycerides increase the leptins. People who are insulin resistant have more likely to have high leptins.
Yes.
And people with Hashimoto disease more likely to have high leptins.
Yes.
This is why we have to try to check the leptin hormone and reduce the leptin hormone.
Vital.
And it's very important if we can probably reduce obesity and we can help people.
Yes, very important. So just to summarize what Dr. Evgenia Nisman said is this very common and huge problem of excessive leptin can be caused by too much inflammation in your hypothalamus, which is the part of the brain where your appetite control is centered. Also, if you have excessive amounts of fats in your blood that are called free fatty acids and or triglyceride fats. And also, she mentioned having an underactive thyroid. And also, one thing that can increase leptin resistance if you have a fatty liver, because your liver does break down hormones, and it's very important to have optimal function of your liver if you're going to have overall balance in the hormones that regulate your metabolism.
Correct.
Yes. So you have to look at the whole person, don't you, Evgenia?
Correct.
Yes.
We have to look holistic how all the hormones working. And we have particular look on leptin and why leptin is high, and we can help. We definitely can help. But people have to know their blood hormones,
yes,
their liver status. If the liver is compromised, it's more likely the hormones will be compromised.
Yes.
If the thyroid is compromised, it's more likely that you will be overweight because of the thyroid disease.
Yes.
And if your beta cells in your pancreas compromise, you will have high insulin resistance. And all these hormones help you to put weight on and to be obese.
Yes, that's right. So it's important to measure those hormones. And one really satisfying thing for Dr. Nisman and myself is we measure the level of leptin and we see that it's very, very high, and that this is in an overweight patient, it might be 200, 250. And then after the weight comes down, it really drops way down. And it takes time, you know, I mean, if you're very overweight, it might take 6 months, it might take 12 months, but you will get a steady drop in the levels of leptin in the blood as you lose weight.
Correct.
Mm. So we've looked at the factors that can cause leptin resistance, which is in itself being overweight, inflammation in the body, particularly in the brain, but also in the gut, a fatty liver, elevated amounts of free fatty acids and triglycerides, and also leaky gut, yes, and having a family history of obesity, that would be associated with leptin resistance as well. But the good news is you can do so much about it, and the good news is we are researching leptin and leptin resistance, and we're finding that it's really the key, isn't it,
yes, to helping people? Yes, most likely.
Yes. Okay, well, thanks, Evgenia, for sharing your knowledge.
Thank you very much for having me. I deeply appreciate it.
Bye for now, everyone.